the end of the shiur, we had a discussion where I wanted to argue with the sefer called Halichos Shabbos. Beautiful sefer when he used it in these melachos. And he says that a tie is a problem, even the tie is like mine, where there's no additional knot. What you're doing is just put it over and you do what's called pitulim and krichos. He wants to say it's a maisa uman, because it requires a certain measure of expertise. I think he's right that, you know, I know how to do it, and I'm not an uman, but I guess they trained me in my youth to become a semi uman. But those are only krichos. Krichos of an uman is not a problem, only kesher shel uman. It's not a kesher at all. The key factor was that he claims that at the end of the day, it's not like like the word aniva. The word aniva is a modern Hebrew word. Aniva, she was aniva. A regular aniva is no problem. You just pull it and it comes out. Here, as we demonstrated in the Beis Medrash today, you do the same thing. You pull one side, it's not going to come out. It's just going to just. He views that as a piruk. And I argued yesterday, I said that a piruk means an unraveling. You unravel the thing in the same way as you raveled it. It's an expression that hapesha asu hapesha hiter, hayad she'asar, the word, you know, asur bezikin, just tie it up. Hayad she'asu hayad she'hiter, in the same way. I tie it this way, I untie it. You just unravel it by just retracing your steps. That's being matter. Here, he also used the word shlifa. Nice modern word. Shlifa means you pull it out. As we demonstrated in the Spanish this morning, you pull out one side, and then the whole thing just sort of falls apart. He views that as the equivalent of piruk, of unraveling, and I said, not necessarily. He's just pulling out one side, and this thing just falls apart. So, I'm not agreeing with him on this. Otherwise, the Gemara is going to say, yeah?
The Holy Kosher was saying that it's krikos on top of a kesher.
Halichos Shabbos. He says that that's what he views it as. Because, I mean, there is, and half a knot there is. The first thing you do, you tie one thing over the other.
So just like so, Rabbi's kasha to defend it from Rabbi's kasha, maybe you could say just like aniva gabe kesher. So kesher lechud is anything, but the aniva is like much of it to be that way.
It's darkness. It's darkness.
Yeah. So the uman is on the krikos.
Okay, that's right. That's the way to defend him. It's when they hit darkness that the question became: how can there be a problem of aniva gabe kesher at all? The kesher is nothing. And the Aniva, so the Abdenezer said, no, you see, one kesher is something. And the Megillah Sefer, the one of somebody, said, no, it's only been Starfus. Starfus of the original kesher, together with the Aniva on top. So maybe even the Krichus, which the Krichus is maybe not even an Aniva, maybe also, you're right. I'm not saying for sure it's incorrect. But I think that the other post that we saw, Shabbos, thought it was with the Mikra Adin. Oh, I forgot to bring in the Sefer Torah of Malachas. He has actually pictures. He actually has a picture of my entire tie. Whole page of pictures. People don't think it's want to be a matter of it. That's even less than Kesha, Adiva Gabi Kesha. Want to even be make them more than the Shmir Shabbat Kuchas. Let's our boss I get to it to the new sugis which are tied to these sugis. Tied is no pun intended, but they're all connected to the sugis, let's put it that way. And we'll start with a Gemara on the Ayin Hayim et al. Third line, Hamosea chut shel tefira b'shabbos chayev chatos. What does it mean? Says Rashi, Hamosea chut shel tefira beged ha'tofel v'omeg v'niach achut oruch v'nispardu shdei chatichos ha'beged zu mizu v'miktas v'chutei ha'tefiras nimshochen u'mosea ches Rashi achut lahadek u'lechaber zui tefiraso v'chayev. Not just you take from start from scratch. Take a needle and thread, you go through two cloths. No. They were tacked together from beforehand. But you pull, and you therefore tighten it. Put the two pieces of cloth closer to each other. That itself is a chiyuv d'oraisa of tov. Turn to the Mordechai, please. Shin Samach Ches. The Mordechai is the main man over here when it comes to these inyanos of tov. I think I put you four or five in the Ma'amar Kamos. A lot to say on this topic. Shin Samaches. on our Gemara. Hamoseach which shall tfir v'chule. Him came. Be'odan ha'regilim litfar botez ro'oseyem. What does botez ro'oseyem mean? What do we call that in English? Sleeves. The house of their arms. It's a funny way to say it in Hebrew, but the house of their arms. Okay. B'chut ovim shicha. U'kshapol she'er atzmo, when you take the shirt off, matirosam u'machiva. Right? You loosen it, and you make it wide to get your arms out. U'kshalo v'shosam ma'adigat tfira saviv, around your arm. Z'osav v'shabas. Based on the Gemara, right? Amoseach u'shal tfira. You're tightening it. Z'osav v'shabas. Avlem kol nekev mukav tfira shechalala nekev nire muter. V'chein minig noshim la'akar shalov shu kamizash. It's a shirt. Shalahem. Mahatkin also b'mshichos lulos dofni aksones v'yom and small, because they're, if I understand correctly, they're in a separate, surrounded by a separate unit. They're within a, suppose you have a hole and something, a string fits into a, how to say it properly, into a little circle surrounded by some piece of material, which makes it a separate unit. We'll see as we get to the Shulchan Aruch how they define this. This is the Nakuda that is brought up over here by the Monach. Fine. It's interesting. If you take a look at the Anshe Shem, Sivkot and Base, Avo Rav Yoh, Kosav. Dach Gabi Tfira She'ika Tikuno Lais Li Tofer V'li Pirut. Yatak Shanifa, the Mahako, the Chavan Limchos, the Mtoach Achut, the Skyabo, Havlik Tofer Meikora, the Chai. The Chmut of the Noshim, the Toach Achut, was Rosayan of Tsaadayan, Shakon Frizen, Losh Nashkanas. I feel the Koshin also, Enon Keshel Shokayama, Chen the Victorian, Mamakel Shama Farish, Pesach Hashem is Barach. What's he saying? Simple readers, the Rav Yoh is saying, when you sew something, that's it. It's supposed to be sewed my suit. Sewed my suit. Done. Okay, something got a little bit loose. Let's say, for example, they sewed the suit, and then some panel got a little bit loose. So I take a thread and I pull it tighter. That's Chiv D'Oraisa. But something which is meant to be taken on and put on and off every day, I have a shirt. You take, I put my shirt on, I don't sleep with my shirt. What about you guys? I take off my shirt every night before I go to sleep, I take it off. So in the olden days, the way to take off the shirt, they had something, you know, clasped around, they had buttons like we have, so they clasped around the arm, and they would loosen it every night, take off the shirt, tighten every morning, put it back on the shirt. That's not considered tofer. What's it considered? The key word, which this Sefer Halichos Shabbos has probably 100 times, the key word is Shimush. Shimush means you're using it. You're not making it. That's his klal gadol. A general halacha. I want to say, but all malachas of this type, if it can characterize as using instead of, you fill in the blank. Sewing, tying, building, and the reverse of those three respectively, writing, all those situations, if you view it as use and not as an act of malacha, it's okay. The Torah did not prohibit usage. You can't create, you can't make, you can't combine if that's considered to be creating something, but simply, or recreating something, but simply using something, that's what he says is okay. Now, how we define that would be very tricky. Let's analyze this a little carefully. We imagine the Ramah who said it when it came to closing and opening a sefer which has Mendel Gadis from Library on the outside. I'm not sure who the Gvir was in Krakow, the Ramah's time. Krakow, Gvir, Library on the outside. You open and close the book. Okay? Maybe the Krakow Municipal Library. I said that on the public library. Krakow Public Library. And the author of the book, you can open and close and send the Ramah because you're just using the book. We saw that a while ago. It's Chuvas Ramah Simon Kufutes. So now, let's take a look at the Gemara Daf Mem Ches, which is the first Gemara that I put on the Ramah Komos for today. Let's see what it says.
So we
start if you want to say we're starting Tofer, you can say we're starting Tofer. Okay. Yes, we are, but of course Tofer and Kosher are not completely separate from each other, as we'll see momentarily. In this first example, Daf Mem Ches, this Kosher, this Tofer, how do they compare and contrast to each other? That's exactly what we're discussing. So you can't say we're finished Kosher completely, but you're right there, we're starting Tofer. Yes. Let's bang the table. We're starting Tofer. Okay, so what have we done so far this year? We started with Gozeis, Malavim, Soveya, Kosher, Matir. Now we're starting Tofer, right? Up to the sixth Malacha. We're getting places. You're both sides. We're getting places. To cover ground. Our boss, even when we finish all the malachas, hopefully we'll finish them. Our bishul is still the wild card. But there's other stuff in the Shabbos, Nadu malachas. There's so many malachas in the Shabbos, Nadu malachas. I'd love to get there too. There's Muktzah, there's Pikuch Nefesh, there's Amir Lenachri. Let's rattle three off the top. Meher Hachana, which are not formally malachas. I'd love to talk about those too. As time allows. Our boss, I can't, as much as time allows. Come on, up, Memchesam and Aleph, Rabosai. 10 lines up. Matirin beisat Saba v'shaba Saba lo poschin. Says Rashi. Matirin beisat Saba shederech hakofsim the koshron. Saba lo poschin lechatchilo dahashta ovid lemono. What do they mean? Those shirts were like polo shirts. Polo shirts. So, how do you make a polo shirt? Simple. A big piece of cloth. You punch a hole in it. When you punch a hole in it the first time, you made the shirt. That's Maga Bepatish. Before it was just a rectangle. Now it's a shirt because you punched a hole in it. Now I have a pull out, a polo shirt, t-shirt, pull over sweater, whatever you want, sweatshirt, whatever. I made it. But then, good, fine. Chayef. Well, let's see, but then he did it on Tuesday. Now, gives it to the cleaners, and the cleaners in those days, I don't know how the cleaners worked exactly, but they would tie up that hole with something, right? So Rashi says over here, Matirin, woman, you may undo that knot, Shederech HaKofsin the Koshron. So even though when the launderer tied up the top, you could no longer get your head through, so it's not a functional polo shirt when the top is knotted together, you can't get in. So you might argue, when I untie it, I'm weiter in violation. No, that's okay. Have we got the Gemara? First time is no good. Beyond that is okay. Push Pshana Rashi. Says the Gemara in the last two lines. Ha posea beisatzava b'shabes chayav chatas. Rashi. Posea beisatzava shel choluk lechatchila. Just the first time you punch through the hole in the garment, in the rectangle to make all for the head. They call it for the neck. Based on itself, it's the house of the neck. It's house of the arms. It's house of the neck. That's how Chazal phrase things. Chayav chatos tahash to kamash v'leimona v'chayav shemakah bepatah shalik ma'am alocha. Sure. So far so good. Frek the Gemara. Mask if Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana has the cash against Rav. Who the name of Rav? Ma ben Zul and Megufas Chavis. Rashi, the Tanya Beperek Chavis and Ishbara Dav Kuf Member of an Aleph. Maybe Adam Chavis who matters this Rosh and Messiah from Anichal if they are him. You can bring a barrel which has food, drink in it. Take a knife. He sliced off its top. Umenichal of Neorchim, and that's considered to be Mutter, Magufa, and a Menachavis Atzmo. Fiava, Fisha, Dvuka, Bo, and a Chosh of Chibur. Oh, it's the territory. Mar says, Amalei Rava, Zechibur, Zeno Chibur. The Magufa, what's the right word for Magufa? Chavis is a barrel.
Lid.
It's a good word. The lid. The lid of the barrel, that's separate. Not part of the barrel itself. Ah, it's he's glued it together? No! And a chashev chibur. Why Rashi's key two words? Treli notel omedes. The lid is meant to be removed. Aval abeger kshenera kulo chibur. It's not meant to be removed. It's meant to stay there forever. Ad kan sugas hagavah. Yes?
Is that really true? Don't they, when they make this cloth, have in mind that it's going to be used for a shirt? So part of it at least is really...
Okay. What should I say? I just take a cloth. I make a rectangle of cloth. That's... you can't say that's not a chibur. It's one unit. It's one piece of cloth. In fact, I'm going to poke a hole later. Doesn't make it... Oh, it's one unit of cloth. Here it's two. It's a lid and a barrel. Since you're going to remove it, you know the limits. Lu yitzuyer. Lu yitzuyer. You would put a slap a lid on the barrel, never to be removed ever again. How you get the wine out? You make a, put a spigot. Might be different. But here's the not the limit. It's meant to be taken off. You know, that chavis, what's in the chavis? What's in the chavis? You look at the chavis, could be has wine in the chavis, could be has dried fruits, dried figs. Yeah.
Within Rashi, isn't the shirt is not the lametis? He's just saying because it's kulo chibur, that's why it's not clear enough that it's not the lametis. Could be not taken away.
Again, it could be.
Actually, he
mentions both factors here. He says, the gufa inam and achavatah. Oh, and then he also says, right. Correct. So the fact that one shirt is one shirt, the fact that you poke a hole through it at some later point, still a chibur. I can't do very rash. Fine. It's interesting on both sides. This expression, the notal omedes, is also found in the Yerushalmi, the Klagol Halacha Beis, very long Halacha. Oznayim shel duskia kosher umatir nasik poseach v'noel. He said before a few times, do not open and close this door on Shabbos. Why? The door is part of the building. When you open it, you're detaching it. When you close it, you're attaching it. Shemisa sosi sabona. Shimush. Keyword. That's the way you use the building. You can't open and close the doors. It can't kind of a building which just remains stuffed, closed for rest. That's no building. Shimush. Shimush, that's the keyword. Shimush. Rabosai, take a look and open the Mishnah Berurah, please. Shin Yuzayin Sivdalit She'ena. Based on our Gemara, Shulchan Aruch says Koshin Tliv V'Meshicha O Ba'avnei V'Chayotei Bo Avalo V'Chebel Hanimil Dloyim Akvuim B'Bor Avalo Dloyim Shalano She'enim Kvuim B'Bor Eino Kesh Shul Kayama. Says Bialocha she'ena. I'm Alan Avraham shehetik b'shem atosv she'ena osu lamad shams man beruba. Hine mash v'lefizet odas hakol bo shuv v'liyahu sif alef agor. The Yosef Yom Echad Mikvi Shel Kayyama Ktsas Yosef Lechat Chilo Kama Zeh Osir. Oh, come on. Kol Lemaiseh Ein Lachem Zeh. The Lashon Zeh Hetek Kam Berabi Rishon Rashba Ran Ritva Rav Magen the Kulam Eskimu Zeh was a sad Godol Lahokal B'Mokam Atzorech that feel the Yosef Yom Echad Lechat Mikvi Shel Kayyama Klal Adayin. Let's chat. Shimush. If it's Shimush, it need not be within one day. Shimush is a brand new heter. A brand new heter. Shimush.
Rabbi, the Bir Halacha is not trying to say that in general more than one day can be...
I don't think so. As a matter of fact, Rabosai, there is an important... Rashi. The Rashi is found in the Sefer Beitza. Rashi is explaining every day, within 24 hours, not necessarily. Lahatir tamid means it's meant to be open and closed. You know, what if I close it? It's Shabbos now. Now let's say, for example, I have a winter house and a summer house. Now I'm leaving my winter house for the last Shabbos in the afternoon. It's still Shabbos outside. Sun's still shining. And I'm locking it up with my rope. I'm not going to be back for 6 months. I go to Florida. Snowbird. And my tumimutah. It's shivush. You can't close the door the last time. If you leave your house the last time, you know you're not coming back for 6 months. You can't close the door on Shabbos. 6 months, the door's not going to be opened. 6 months. And that Rabbi Yerucham said, happy Chatzis Shana. 6 months. It's still mud. Shimush. Yeah.
The Bir Halacha case is the case of where someone the deleted nifsak and then he reties the chel. That isn't the same derech shimush as everything we've been saying up until now, because everything, including this case, was one where the malacha is you're doing the maisel, so you're opening the door and closing the door. It's binyan and stira, that's the shimush of the actual object. When it comes to tying the chevel on the
door
on the well.
No, okay, whatever.
Yeah, but so that's a hechsher for you to then stick it down and pick the water back up. But it's not doing. You don't do and undo the thing.
This is this week's parsha. Every gadol apia be'er, no one can move with the yakov in the kav. That's parsha by Eitzay. So that they have an every gadol. That means it's meant to be taken on and off. Usually after a bunch of Tarzans, they need to do it. No one can do it. Yaakov goes, supernatural kaychas Yaakov, whatever it is. Okay, but that's part of usage. So even though it's not a door, it's a rock on top of a well, or a knot on top of a well, it's also usage. It's meant to be used. It's meant to be closed. Why do you close it? If you shouldn't come in. Why I left my house, why did I close the door? No one else should come in. Why I put a lid on top of the well? No one else should take my water. It's fundamentally the same thing. Meant to be open, meant to be closed. Pasha, that's what Rashi is saying. Shimush. The heart of Tom and Wasi. Shimush. Lamed Alfred Bays. Okay? And that's what it says. The rest we'll see a little bit later on. Fine? Now, let's take a look at Rabosai, another Mordechai. Tov Lamed Ches. Tov Lamed Ches. Matir Mafkia Vechotech. What? That's a Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Omeri. Vahi de Erevin Yesh Lumo de Hoda Kama Chosman Shemekalim. Matir Mafkia Vechotech. How can go in the cut of a misna? It's tied it. Al Posachas Shel Eitz. He has a lock made from wood. Also, marks from metal. Also, the shabbat of kia means the parakla. Also, my mayu makam mekal every machmachem. She did the enyachol of kia posachas. He can't break the lock. He told the erev of a fish and stam migdal the talmud liu kli. Okay, there's a limit to what, how much you can do. But now, horav avig the kohen. We saw it before. The dav she mesimin the fnei atanim v'sharkin also betanim betit perav shabbos v'makom she ain nochri af yehudi yachol asirav shabbos v'natanim. Everyone puts the chon there. If you want to make sure it stays and no one tampers with it, so you put a whole daf, build some stuff in the way that no one person, you need a committee to take, I don't know, a stick and to knock it out. The alpha guy that made a chosum of bekaka, matir mafkia, aval lo chotech. That's one gear, so it could be different gear source. Pirish chosama shel bekaka and chosama shel pia bor vadus v'dav shel v'pnei atanur hana chosama shel bekaka on a mavkiyin mashabed also rebbeinu shel olam we do it against the mefrosh gemara. That's the Mordechai's kasha minig olam breaking this cover to the chont oven is against the gemara. No, hani mili the gemara shel osir l'kiyum amenash l'asir mishabtz. Meant to be there permanently. Avodah ben also the cube. Now, of course, the parameters are a little bit tricky. Do you need it within 24 hours? In all the cases before, within 24 hours? What do you think? Well, those cases, we saw the Rashi. That's only within 24 hours? Rashi's over here. They're in the hot there, Tom of the Wassoy. Some of the Bekaka opened that set every 24 hours since they were closed? It's hard to imagine, huh? It's hard to imagine. We learned kosher with this 24-hour rule. So remember the first sefer we learned was the Megillah sefer. We pointed out that the two separate attainments. One is a heter of shimush, and one is a heter unique to kosher. Kosher menas lahatir. Now this is kasher. Why did the Mishnah of Kufirav choose examples which would apply to other malachas too? Derek Shimush should have quoted an example which is also by Shamalach, such as Bona, where the Chazon Ish writes, and you put up a circuit, you're Chai Mishim Bona. I have Shlomo Zalman time as a Shimush, not Shimush. We leave it out all the time. It turns out the same electricity, a separate cheshbon. Like Mita Shel Tarsir, you want it to be up. I want you to fold it just for transportation purposes. It's not a usage. With me so far? But if it's a usage, it would be okay, even if it's more than 24 hours. That's a push up shot. That's a push up shot. Take a look at both sides. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud. Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud. Chosomo shebekarka. The Gemara itself, the base lamed out of the base. We just saw the Rashi anyway. Kigon delish shabar shekoshem ochevel. Yochal atiru the lav keshul kayamu shari omeid laatir. Right? Omeid laatir. Nu shir laatir tava nu also. It's almost a very verbatim quote from the Halakha of Rashi. Not that. Aval lo mafkiya v'chotein, which was stira. Fine. Dafka also the kain lamanash shalol lo has stira b'shabbos. Ain't also the kain klal. You take it out on Shabbos. Muta, not only is it muta to be matir, muta to be soser. When we time zeh muta lo haser dafka v'simin also the atana v'shogon the betit she ain't also the kiyum. Here in this context, maybe it's a much shorter leash. As far as Sosa is concerned, but as far as kosher and matter is concerned, that was necessary. Take a look, if you will, in the Mishnah Berura. Mishnah Stira, the Kev, Mishnah Bechuba, Bekarka, Yeshua, Mishnah Binyan Stira, the Post, the Binyan Stira, Bekalin, Shalom Stira, Beshabbos, and Bemotsoi Shabbos. Alan Ein, Dat, La Stira, Bemotsoi Shabbos, Gamla, Hatiro, Osu, Tavik, Tzatz, Kesha, Shokayama, Prima, Godim. Against what we said that you don't have to need a 24-hour leash, if you will. If it's shimush, the Prima Gadim seems to disagree. So even this kind of a case, you need a 24-hour window. That's a very, very big kiddush. That's a very big kiddush. It's true. By kosher with almanas lahata, when it's not shimush, then you need 24-hour rule. I agree. But here, but pashas, you shouldn't even need it. Rabosai, remember the Gemara on Afkuf Yud Beis, the Sefer Halicha Shabbos is the same thing almost as the Megillah Sefer we saw a long time ago. Kuf Yud Beis and Manal. An important word here, which we keep coming across. What's the word? Remember? Pshita. Mafteach haluka. Pshita. What's a pshita? This is what the Mishnah is telling you. Why is it pshita? So that both the Megillah Sefer and not Halicha Shabbos say pshita in the case of Shimush. Shimush applies to other malachas. Pshita. There's an extra chiddush by kosher. Even if it's not for Shimush. Muta toch yomo. That's what he says pshat. So what do my answer? The tuk sharim. From the perspective of Shemesh, it would be also because one could be Kavua. And the only reason it's Mutter because of Keshul Yom or Misafek, that's why it's Mutter. That's why these Gedolei Achronim of Zman HaZeh learned Pshat in this Gemara. And I'll read it to you again, one more time, page Kuf Dalet, this beautiful Sefer. They both of them say the same shot in the Pshita. Halichos Shabbos, I think Megillah Sefer said it first. As he says over here, Rabosai, as I mentioned briefly yesterday, that the only problem with shoes is only b'mokos shenita l'ishtamesh b'minol gam l'lo p'siras ha-kesher. I know some guys, I hope present company excluded, they never untie their shoes. They slip on, slip off with the tie. Oh, then it's a problem. But if you need to untie the shoe to get it on and off, shimush! Doesn't matter if it's a single knot, a double knot, a triple knot, you know, all these. It's shimush! Yeah?
When we were talking about the gartel, about the same tug, did we see anybody who said shimush?
Oh. Very good question. Why do you say it's anybody gartel? Same tug, shimush. How do you define shimush? What is shimush? What's not shimush? A little tricky. So, Rabosai, let's take a look in the Magen Avraham Shin Yudalit Sifkaton Tes. Cotton tests. It says over here, Chosamash of Bekalim, from shida table migdash akis shel kosher bem khavel yachol atiro lechatcho besakin ulahate kliyoso says the book of Rome the lab kesher shel kayamu. What did that mean? That means only if it's less than 24 hours if he had shin yud zayin. Is that what it means? Yeah, be a bit of a chiddush. So the Bush Israel says four words. Sharei lahatir tamidu asui. Five words. We saw it in Rashi. Rashi. Sharei lahatir tamid. Same five words. It's a verbatim quote from Rashi. The Bush Israel commenting on this, Magen Avraham. Question becomes: does that mean within one day? I wouldn't have said it. Let's take a look at the Prima Gaudim in Shin Yud Zayin Eish Levron Beis. You know, the whole discussion about a regular knots up to one day, up to 7 days. Then he says, believe it or not, in Prima Gaudim Ayin Sim and Shin Yud Dal Tzif Yud. That we just came from? What Sif are we at? Yud Zayin. What's in Yud? Okay, let's take a look on Yud. If you have a mission, we're open to Yud. Chosama Shebekarka. We had Yud already. Again, Omei Lahatir. We understood it to mean what? Shimush. We understood it. Doesn't matter how long it is. It's like I close my door to my winter home on Shabbos afternoon and I open it for 6 months. I close the door. Says the Prima Gaudim in Eish Levron Shin Yud Zayin Tziv Katan Beis. Ayin Sim and Shin Yud Dal Tziv Yud Chosamos B'Shein Osu Latir B'Yomo.
Whoa!
Harak B'Leil Motzi Shabbos Shemach Yilek Yisur the Kosher the Mikra Linyan Kesher. B'yomo, b'muchuz shematim b'chol laila, Rashi Kufi Beis. Less than 24 hours is called yomo. Fine. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said the heter of shimush applies even if it's more than 24 hours. That's what I would have said. Let's take a look. The beautiful Sefer, Halicha Shabbos, it's very hard to accept this. I'll give you the page number so you can go later on. Kuf Pei Beis. Kosher Lefarish Kain. Somebody even there, Yomim, we saw Yom Echad. Sounds like all the Mutabatara. Derech rov kishrei delosus bin boros umarav hasgurim she'ein person osam ela leprokin she'u toned in my parents b'em leshimirosim v'chayotibo. Should have said only one day. And what's the chiddush of Shmuel? Who's Shmuel? Oh, my Shmuel. We cheated. We looked at Rashi before the Gemara. Rashi didn't tell you what it is. Chosamas Shibakaka Matthew. It's within one day. Pshita. Hello, Pshita the Kesha the Yom Mutter. He says, I near Lomar. I'm reading for the words on page Kufa Gimel. The Neschadesh, but they are so heta, the call Malachas Achibur. The call Chibur are also Kechelik Mitzuas Ashimush, Babinyan or Bakli. Now that was poetic. Page 2, column 2. V'lochen keshach osom ol sha'osu l'shamish kemino l'deles sh'dako v'yayitev b'oposum v'no'olim ha'deles. It's like a lock of a door. Ein lach shivu kekeshach l'chivur ala nechshav kekeshach l'shimush lach shem melach alayu. When Rashi said lach keshach ayama, what do you mean? The lach toras keshach l'av kemishach m'shamish kemino, it's like a lock. Ein lach shivu yitzirach l'chidush masa af im nisha kama yama v'kshiroso. That's a great question. Why not? It's also shimush. No. The cave and shindit and the psicha ayade ha Torah. Have a shederach a psicha ba Torah. For lo bechituch. V'chein ein lahakshin v'chituch yishimush ala kesoser. Wow. Called so is not called shimush. There's an easy way to do it. That's the way of shimush. And even the more complex way of banging it down instead of untying it is by definition not called shimush. It's called soser. Kuf Pei Gimel. It's a very, very major yisod. How do you apply it? When do you apply it? When you not apply it? Just let's see a little bit. Question. Chosama shebekelim matir mafkiyah v'chotech Rebbeinu shel olam. Why? When it comes to karaka, we say is matir. Why mafkiyah v'chotech? Since you can be matir it, so mafkiyah v'chotech is considered not the regular derech hashimush, matir derech hashimush. If that's the case, why by kelim could you be matir mafkiyah v'chotech? No, we say the same thing. Matir, which is the simplest thing, is unraveling the knot. That's a derech hashimush. Other two should be also. That's his kashi, yes.
By simplest or the most common?
Simplest, most common. Why should all three be mutter? Right. He's bothered with this question. I'll tell you what he says. It's not so tricky. I should say it's not so simple. It is a little tricky. Watch. Why do we ask, of course, Bechita Chosamas Bekaka more than Bekalim? The normal way, which is simply untie the knot, that's called shimush. Oh. Now, there's another paragraph which you could explain. I don't understand it too well. I'll read it to you. Page kuf pei dalet. Ma she'en ken kelim, to lo chashivi kol kach. It's the whole thing is not so important. So no matter whether you're unwrapped, untying a knot, or slicing the whole thing open, or banging it open, it's all considered derech shimush. Stop. V'yosa nira, that's a different twist. The chevel is a choshev kedover habotel lakliyur kriyosa chashuvah stir velo kriyah. It's considered destruction. Because the shapet tvei, the Easter matir itiru b'chol kliyim achas derech shimush kudaliel, miyuchituch v'apkoz hachevel, af the ain bo Easter matir, adayin yesh lesem achas soser, chem b'mukum alakarka asrinan, hafkoz l'mich machas soser, I'm of a clear leg on the mesa, then they finish there with Caleb. The kids and Nimrods, how he's getting out of this one, that's his main yisod. That's his main yisod. The main yisod. Narabosai, if we are right, you don't need the Yomo, let's go back to the original case of Memchest and Mesechta Shabbos, where we talk about a guy who's a launderer, and he ties it together, and you get it, it comes home, you untie it. Rabosai, ever go to the dry cleaners and pick up a suit? Who's ever gone? You go the day that it's ready?
No.
Less time. Go later. The new? So, Shal Kayama. It's there for more than a day. So, it's ready on Monday, I can pick it up on Friday. Maisim B'choyam. So then I can't untie it, but I forgot to untie it Shabbos morning, I want to put on the suit. Tie together, I can't untie. Take a look. Open up the Shin Yud Zayin, Mishnah Berurah, Siv Gimel. It's Mefurish. It's a Machlokes. Like many things. Matirin Beis Hatzava Mikeshe Shekshara Kol Beis. That's our Gemara. Daf Mem Chesam Anal. She'eino Keshe Shel Kayama. In Pots Mechosh, we're talking about it. Like Rashi. What does it mean? How much time can pass from the time that the laundry tied the knot and the time that you untie it? Chofal, let's take a look. She'eino Osu Deskayim Raka Chikochenu Abal Abayis Lebeso. You didn't pick up this dry thing on that day, so what? Oh, that's good. That's who's your bad. That's the Levush, Gevaldik. Now the Taz is a spoil sport. Pesh Machmir, Bedavar, Elam Kain, Osa Lahata, but Osa Yom Shal Kvisa, Rabbi Nishalayim. The Taz. That's hard. All the case we have is going to be a problematic one to this Taz. The impression of Mishnah Berurah, we pass like the Levush. The Taz is an afterthought. Right? That's a talent, just reading it straight. Stam kach is matirin. Yes, machmir. No, a lot of machmir in the world. I'm going to find every machmir in the world. Asian chumras. Now I'm going to find every machmir in the world. Yes, machmir, fine, for those who want. But not do me. Pashadid. Okay? That's what emerges. That's what comes out. Fine. Shimush. And if you remember the Gemara on the Kuf, on Memchesim and Beis rather, when Rashi said, Linotel Omedes, Moshna Rashi, why? Explains in this beautiful Sefer, Kuf, page Kuf Behe, Ki Yesh Hechreach Psicha B'Shimusho. You want to get what's in the barrel, you gotta break it on top. You have no choice. You gotta open it up, remove the lid. So lid on, lid off. It's just shimush. You can't access it any other way. The Mishnah Berurah is shver. I could say. Look in Shin Yudalid, Siv Katan, Mem Dalit. Shin Yudalid, Mem Dalit. Look what it says in Mishnah Berurah. Dafka she also the Kayim Amanaz, Shal Asir B'Shamas. Alamein also the Kayim Klaus of the Mechaber. Mutter, like the daf. Rishabru Mem Dalid, Lassir B'Shabbos, Elab Motzei Shabbos, Alamein Dat Lassir Afil Motzei Shabbos, Kamatir also the Viktas Kashakayama, Prima Garden. So we were not happy with this. Not happy. It's hard to explain a whole sugya. Sugya's like I'm going to show you before that. Memches. I'll read it from his Lashon over here in this Sefer, Halichos Shabbos, page Kuf, Peivav. Kuf Peivav. Yesh Tmoa Bidvarov. Tvarov. Sugas a gemara de chosam as hayna davka shekesher hazeh she matyen lotz v'me shabbos v'gam im nichon lotz ach shabbos matyen lotz v'me shabbos hu teima l'uk me sugas shleima v'gam ni d'chik azu. It's not normal. Not normal. Prima Gorman should have said only if it's within 24 hours. Not the posh of shah. Not the posh of shah. Now, if you don't mind, open the big Mishulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Zayin, Mogen Avraham, Sivkot Yud Aleph. Okay. What's the end of the Rambam? Oh, you know, we have to take a step backwards over here. go back to the Mordechai, another Mordechai. A lot of Mordechai. We had two so far today. How many did they put on? Five? What do we see so far? You saw Tav Lamed Ches and Shin Samach Ches. Oh. Take a look at both sides in Tav Nun Zion, I believe it is. I think it's the right one. Tough Nun Zion. Towards the very end of the sefer. Whoa. The other one's five along. Here we go. Page Mem, column 2, paragraph 2. Matir Beis HaTzavah. Rivah Pirish Beis HaTzavah Shim Niskasher Bishas Kvisoson Matirin. It was tied by the laundromat, in the laundromat. Avla Maya Tofa P Beis HaTzavah O Kemoshim Medavkin or Atonim Zuk Shal Minom Osur the Natkan Zemiseh. Unbelievable. Shlomo Tzinu Chiluk Bein Tfira Shal Kayama Tfira Shal Kayama V'Rav Yibel. I'm not sure if it's true. A distinction made between Kshira and Tfira. Matirin based on what's Matirin? Matirin is the opposite of Kosherin. Unravel the Kshira, the knot. What would be the opposite of Tfira? What would we call that? Korea. I didn't say Korea. Rabbi Yoel Matir Afilu B'Tfira Hol of a lovely sky above it. The Chenamidim have become a fair cloud god, though. It's an iron gimel base. It's a matter of, that's a falsehood. You have a different, it was a different Mordechai. A different page. No one has? I think it has to be iron dollar base. We'll see soon. What's iron gimel base? What are you talking about? I think he means iron dollar number base. Rabosai, next to the last line. Hatovah state fears Volo Kaimo. Doesn't stand. See, it doesn't stand, it's mutter. What's wrong with this picture, Rabosai? What's wrong with this picture? Why is this Raya not a valid Raya? So I asked the Kasha my own. I found it in the footnotes to the Torah. Hagos Faros to the Torah. My Kasha. Here it's different, Rabosai. Here, Lokaima means it's going to fall apart by itself. Take a needle and thread going twice. It's not going to stay for too long. But elsewhere, until now, everyone learning it wasn't me, you're not going to take it apart. Tfira may be different than Kshira, it will call it Tofra Amanas the Kroa. It's going to fall apart by itself. It's a general than normal loss. It's a Kasha raised against this Kasha. What's he bringing the Raya from Cloud Gola? That's different. It's integrated by itself over there. We're talking about a case where it's going to stay forever unless you untie it. Not the same. There's a Machlokes over here. Open up now to the Mishnah Berurah. I can look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
Does it make sense? I don't understand why he is grouping together all, the thing that you sew together the two shoes, and then you sew together the Beit HaTzavah. Because if you sew together the two shoes, is it possible to argue that that's actually mush?
Again, we're not taking away the right to argue. We're just looking at Pashup Shat and the Gemaras. And we show them. So, based on the pshat, it's chazer again. Matir beis atzav. That's a gemara. We don't have any gemaras, right? The question is, if instead of the launderer tying a knot in the hole for the neck, he sews it up with thread. If he sews it up with a thread, what could be wrong? Maybe you bevatel the hole. It's like a brand new hole all over again. It's makom bepatish. That's the view of the Riva. Rabbi Yehoshua says no dice. Why? He lives pshat shimush.
He seems to group together the shirt and the shoes. The shoes is to have shimush. How often do they come sewn together when you first buy them, and then when do they get re-sewn together? That's the shoemaker every other week, and got to re-sewn together.
Again, he's assuming that there have some similar consequences, some similarities. Maybe you can make a distinction in fact. But he's not. We'll come back. I just want to show you briefly what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. We have not seen the last of Siman Tov and Zayin. Don't worry about it. We're coming back. Okay? Let's take a look. We have over here, I want to present it a little bit differently. Let me start a different way. As you open the Magen Avraham, the Shin Yud Zayin. Okay. Well, coming back to all these things. Shin Yud Zayin. So we have the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Matirin beis atzava mikeshen shekshara koveis, sounds like Rashi. Everything but the first opening, when you took a piece of just of rectangular material and you punched your first hole through, that's usher. And it doesn't mutter. It doesn't matter if you tied it, if you sewed it, the difference. Sounds like the Rabbi Neil. That's what Rashi used to say. Hago. Afilu kvar niftach. Whoa! This Ramah pulled a fast one. Without saying V'yeshomim, he had thrown the more Chomer Degashita. Oh, man, he pulled such a fast one on us. No, it's not so nice. You want to argue, argue. You want to argue, argue. Almost a verbatim quotation of the Riva and the Mordechai. Baruch Hashem, v'yesh matirim b'tfira shein eshel kayama. Baruch Hashem, Rabbeinu Yoel made it in. Not that he make it in. Ve'en hatem b'fnei amoretz. No one in the shul was an amoretz. It's mutter. In this shul it's mutter. Come for a Shabbaton. We mut. No Amaratz where we invited. Okay. That means, Amaratz are confusing, but strictly speaking, there are Amaratz that's mut. Hold the Rabbeinu Yoel. Which is like Shibas Rashi. Says the Magen Avraham, Yud Aleph, and explains the Chomer de Keshita. Shechazum and Vekshor ve'enu yochol atiru elem kein chotech achutim. Osir. Because the Amshel Shlomo, Ochen Aksones, Sheniskashu, Amishichos, Lo Yuchal Ahatir. They tied the shirt, and they tied the strings, and I can't untie it. Shari, the Chulam, I can just break it. Shari, Eino, Osi, Ola, Tiro, Bechol, Zman, Sherotze. Shimush. Yavsel, Lo Yasef, Ne'am, Oretz, Ela, Betzino. That was El Maratzim, they make those kinds of tzores. So this is the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Yud Zayin Sif Katan Aleph Yam Shlomo. But the Magen goes further and says, V'chein mashma v'simen shin yudalet ziv zayin. He's comparing this to shin yudalet ziv zayin. Wasn't shin yudalet ziv zayin? Chol soma shemekelim kon shira teva mikdash akisri shalim kosher v'mechev el yachol atir el chotko v'sakin v'lat ekliyoso, etc. Wait a second. But here he says, need not be within one day. Right? What is he saying? B'chol zman sherotze. There's no set time. Whenever I need it. Whenever I need it. That's considered to be a situation of shimush. And it's shin yudalas of Zion must be exactly the same thing. It's against the prima godim. Prima godim said that this, all these kum only mutta tokyomo. But it does put a cap on it. That's a problem. And I don't like this cap at all. He says, the last line in the Magen Avraham, Shin Yud Zayin Sivkot on Yudal. The last line. Nirali the Eino Rogel Ahatar Akesh and Haksonas Elam Shabbos and Shabbos Usher. Oh man. Why should it be awesome? Why should one week make a difference? Why? Hard to understand. Why should it be? What's the difference of a week or less than a week? Why should it be? So obviously this Sefer Kuf Pei Vav was a big shimush man and now reeling from this. What are you doing with this? I'll read you his words. Listen carefully. You see, it's against the prima godim, it's one day, fine. But then he has the following nekuda. Oh, here it gets so tricky. It's hard to know. He himself says it's hard to know. I'm reading from page Kuf Pei Vav. Listen to the words. When we call makom efsher, this is only his efsher. The ein lahatir kesha shimush elecha osu lizman muat. Avol kol shiyodua shasiyos lizman meruba. Poka mimenu shem shimush. The choshev kekesher also the chibur the yasser. Oy vey. Oy. Repeat it again. Kol shiyodua shasiyos lizman meruba. Poka mimenu shem shimush. The choshev kekesher also the chibur the yasser. If you wonder how long it's long. You know what he says? Miyu shiyu asman bezeh eno borur. Afagabe kisui kalin. What we didn't, we saw this once before. Kisui kalin is shin yud gimel. I think we saw this before. Turn to shin yud gimel, Rabosai. Shin yud gimel. Shin yud gimel. Sivav the Machaba. Mita shall prokim also lach zero lach kavim toka chayim chavis. Why? Because the fact that you take it apart is only for transportation purposes. It's not part of the shimush. Fine. The kol shall prokim mutal the prokol lach zero b'shabbos. It's a cup that has two parts. You take it apart, you put it together. Says the Magen Avraham Yud Beis. Nearly the kol souls. Shalono asuim becharitzim sabav. It's great to have this, it's like a screw. I have these cups which have, what word to you for them? Furrows. You tie, screw one thing into another. Asur, lodomer kisu kelim, shasuim kach, ta'osam ein asuim lekiyum, rak leposlan ulesogron tamid, ayin simen shin yudalet sif yud. Here too, it's meant to be open and closed regularly. Kisui kelim, it has to be once a week, not more. It's hard to understand. Hard to understand. We come from Shin Yud Dalid, Sif Yud, right? Chosama Shabakaka, Dalas Bar. That's not necessarily taken apart every single week. He doesn't say every week. So he's aware of that. And over there, the comparison again. Look at this interesting thing. Here in Shin Yud Gimel Yud Beis, the Maharaj says, look in Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud. Right? And in Shin Yud Zayin, we just came from, what was it, Sifkot? What was it again? Which was it? Yud Aleph. He said, look in Shin Yud Dalet Sif Zayin. Now Zayin and Yud are basically the same thing. Zayin is Chosama Shebekelin, and Yud is Chosama Shebekaka. In both cases, right? Not Kesha Shel Kayama, Shari Omer Lahater. That's the same thing. So is there a cutoff point of 1 week? He writes as follows. Listen carefully. Weeks. Pray tell Rabbi how many weeks? How many weeks are weeks? Doesn't say how many. And he says, maybe. Havalav nasa lehedya lizman aruch evsha debotu lemen Hashem shimush. Miyui says again, shir azman bazeh eino borur. Then he quotes Amar al Avram and says, Shavua? He doesn't like that at all. Look what he ends. Omnam the Hosam Hainu Machmas Chozek HaKesher V'Tzarachia. And the only time, the only reason why he threw in this 1 week kind of business, because of Chozek HaKesher. What does that mean? Who cares about Chozek HaKesher? If you take the shirt on and off, on and off, on and off, what's the difference? I don't know. I'm going to read you now his summation of this beautiful theory of Shibush. He's not the first one to say this. We saw it already in Megillah Sefer. Many of you have this. He just elaborates a lot. We'll give you a summary paragraph. Ha'ol ha'ladina kesher ha'mukhrach b'shimush psich l'skira u'belozeh yizbat l'shimusho. You don't open a closet, you can't use it. Kon kesher also l'skira z'delas o'chalon. You can't walk in out of the house with the... I gotta pick my pants and my shirt on and off. Can Kesher Chosama Shebekelin? If also the Yom Echad O Zayin Yamin Psichosam Muteras Achatchila, the Kesher Yom Amut of the Chuliyam. Yesh Takol till 7 days, fine. If a Kesher Chosam Zman Aruch Mizeh, Fimasha Ochachnu Yesh Tahatir Psicho Bekesher Sheikul the Shimush to Lava Kal Kesheru. Kesher also bekavonah this man oruch efsher maybe the both of the men of Shem Shemesh, but he gives you no deadline. Doesn't say. So what? Doesn't say. I would say it's mutter. Doesn't say. I'm a maker here. Doesn't say. Well, there's mugging around though. That's a problem. He himself says he can't use the week everywhere. Lush is mugging around. Oops. Lashon Magen Avraham one more time. Mikol Nirudim in a regular Hatter Akeshon Shalaksonis Alibi Shabbos and Shabbos Aser Ayin Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is talking about a regular case of a Kesher, but here it's Shemush. Isn't Magen Avraham recognized the concept of Shemush as being different? This is troublesome. He's quoting Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is not a case of Shemush. Sifalas is a regular knot which is not used for Shemush. So why is he equating one with the other? This is really a bothersome. But I don't know the answer. I'll leave it to you. Let's open up to a Gemara, Rabbosai. Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. It's halfway on the daf. A small dollar is. Chosolos shel grogros. What are these things? Rashi. Chosolos is Rashi kli shel kapos tamarim, made from lulavs, right? For olsen kamin salim. You make baskets. We call it wicker baskets, maybe. Is that a proper word? You make it from lulav material, right? Yeah. Along those lines. For those in the token tomorim roim, immature dates, lihis bashel, to ripen. Matir mafkiya v'choseich. Rashi, matir, imakisi kosher b'chevel. And you can either do that, or if you want, you can just slice the whole thing wide open. V'tani hida, matir v'lo mafkiya, v'lo choseich. I was going to say about it, it's a mukz issue. Fundamentally, it's okay. Okay? It's okay. It's fine. Why? The Yerushalmi asks why. It's a kesher shel kayama. Right? If you leave it there to have the tamarim ripen, let's see if you can find the Yerushalmi. Maybe the Yefei Anayim quotes it sometimes? Hold on. A quick look at Yefei Anayim. He sometimes quotes Yerushalmi. Let's try. Yeah, but that's what I'm looking for. Let me see if I can find it in a second. Now we'll just say it about pain. Look at Yerushalmi, Rabosai. I'm not a fucking Yerushalmi. Fucking Baba either, but. So not Yerushalmi. We're on the 22nd parak, correct? What is this? In the Mishnayos. Is the whole Yerushal? Yeah. Maybe it's Yerushalmi elsewhere. I don't know. The kids are. The Yerushalmi asks the following question. On this Gemara, Yerushalmi asks, "Vahare havi haTorah? You over here some matir the av malacha." And the Kriyas Mafkia Mechotech. It's a Yisav Korea. It's not. We have problem matir, problem Korea. You may tell me that Chosol is a wicker basket, they're very shvach amaisis. If you look at Tosis, right here at the top Tosis, Shover, I can read the whole Tosis now. V'hocha d'shari, I'm picking up from the word V'hocha d'shari, which is right, Tzitziva Masnisin, go do left of Masnisin, turn left. You see? V'hocha d'shari, l'shabres, achavis, mishum, d'mari b'mustiki. What's mustiki? Some kind of a funny word. Mufarish Rashi Hasan had a chavas shvura who bedapkin shvorea b'sram shal eitz she'osu imenu zefes. They took some broken pieces of a barrel and they put it together with some tar or some resin. Reishna, resin, right? Resin. Right word? Resin. Shvach HaMaisis. Okay. Mustiki works, Rabosai. Take care of the problem of Sosa. It's already a Shvach HaMaisa. You broke a broken kli. We learned the toche. Kim Chatchina Tochan, more expression. Yeah, it's already been not much to speak of in the beginning. But that doesn't take care of the use of Korea. He gives an answer at both sides, which Moshe has this answer. It goes Moshe, this famous tshuva about cans, big tshuva about cans. I'll read it since we have it in the sefer, I'll read it to you from the sefer. Others have it as well. Page Kuf Pezayin. Derech hakol solos l'shamesh l'machol ze bilvad v'ach ha-shimusho ze chotchin u'mafkin also. This is the way to Mishamash, you throw it into the garbage. For the Chain Choshev, Kedavar habotel lamacho. The invoke hashiv is clearly atzmo. It's botel. It's considered secondary to its contents. Umishamachi ein naachshiv amalacha bo kemaisi binyan v'yitzira. Ein bach hashiv is clearly obeged. Halachoshiv ala kipu'ula la'akshara samacho. That's why it's mutter. He quotes the Kolbo, and Kolbo quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see momentarily. Chol solo shol tmora matan afkia afil de besakin, page kuf peches. Afil de kufa shol chol solo tzlifi shekol zeh, kimi she shover ego zo shoge bishu lehot na shebehem. O shover o etzel lehot zimocho. You let it break a nut to get the fruit. Let it break a bowl to get the marrow. What's pshat? Kol kli o chepetz ha'asuyin l'shamesh machal ha'nosnbo v'aderach lizrok o lister ha'kli yachar ha'tzos ha'machal v'ya kli botel la'machal en li'achas chashimetz molocha ha'lamasa shebekli zeh ha'lachoshet ka'achshoras machal ka'osu b'machal atzmo. That's pshat in Chol Solos. Wow. Different than Chavis. Chavis is going to be reused. So why is it mutter? Ain't been used here. Bekalim. What's mustaki? Chosol is a new din. Klishin is yachin the machal. Nosu ain't done him. Mepulos of the gemelok. El gachshav as machal. That's what the Kolbo says. Chavis is because of mustaki. Doesn't say anything about a gozer. Here by Chosol, he says it's only for this food alone. He adds shover klipa yagozim. He calls him Iri that way. He was shalmi that way. Ah, I was looking in the wrong place. Not in Perik Chavbeis. It's in Perik Zayin. I wonder I couldn't find it. It'll be hard to find this again too, because Perik Zayin, we know, is hard to find things. I'm sure it's Allah Chavbeis, but even so. In Bayes yet? I think so. I don't know how to find it over here. It just tells us in Perek Zion. Presumably, Chosol. You can search?
Yeah.
Look for called Ches Vav Samach Lamed. We have it with a Suf, right? But it says that Yerushalayim is with a Samach. You can find it.
I tried. Doesn't work for some
reason. Doesn't work. Okay.
What is it? Chosol?
Chosol.
Quickly. Sorry. Not there.
No, it's Samach.
Oh, Samach.
Yerushalmi is a little Samach. Oh! Found it in one split second. Look at this. It's great. Unbelievable. New search engines. Okay. Chosol shel tmorim korei o matir. That's our Gemara. Kuf mem vav. This is the Rishami's version. They ain't do our Torah. The Torah. Matir. It's our kasha. Nasa keshover es achovis lo chol imenu grogris. Oznayim shel duskia kol shir matir. Why? Nasa keposeach v'noel v'shabes. The two different heterim. The second one is called Shimush. And the first one is it's considered like egozim. Let's see, quotes it over here. Let me read it to you. What does it mean? It's like the Mishnah on Chavis. Kol kli sheyichto l'shamesh l'machal l'otzebo b'lvad avsostro b'vatlo b'otzos ha'machal imenu have kli ha'botl l'machal en chashivetz b'mloch ha'nazizbo. The Yushalmi says that's pshat in the Shiras Chavis also. Even though it's important, he claims pshat in the Yushalmi, which I'm not sure it's true. Kol shu miyuad l'machal ha'otzebo, alone apparently, hareyuch botel elov, ein lo chashivas malacha. He seems to be saying that you're going to throw out the barrel if you get rid of the contents. That's a chiddush. That's a big chiddush. One could argue, maybe the Rishami hold, even if it's going to be reused, So what? Right now it's still bundled to its contents. That's how I would have learned the Yerushalmi. And the Sudo Ran may hold that way. But he says no. The Vilna Gaon, when he quotes this, take a look in the Vilna Gaon, Shin Yudalid, Sivkotan Yud Gimel. We have to stop in a minute, but let's just do this. Can't be right, 1 second. Sorry. Mogan Avram, Shin Yudalid, Sivkotan Yud Gimel. Sorry, the wrong man. The right numbers are the wrong man. The Mechaber says, like the Kolbo. The Mechaber says, it's a verbatim quotation. Kol solo shel tmarim, ugro gros, imkisi kosher b'chevel, matem b'sosa shasheres b'chevel, b'chol t'chafil b'sakim. I feel the goofman shel kol solo. Why? Why? On the side it says Kolbo. Right? The Bergolo. Shekozek and Moshe Shover and Gozim Moshkedim can lead to the whole Kol Shabbat. Mogan Avram, Mashma, Davka Hani Belav Kelim Gemurim. The Einam Asuyim Ela Shiz Bashu Hatzvar Besocha. Avo Kli Gavu Pshita Diyosa Kimachav Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi. Presumably, that's the Yerushalmi. Kli Gavu is going to certainly be Yosef. How do you define a Kli Gomer? I'm reading his words in page Kuf Peches. Kli, listen carefully. She'ein aru osu l'shimush chozer. And it's torah machal anosin besochum b'vad. And you throw it out, that's nothing. It's not kelim gemurim me. What's a regular Kli? Another Kli, lo horik ol ha'zer. A Kli is used for repeated uses. Have a kli gomer, and a kli shadagel b'shimush kozer. Also, that's Yerushalmi. It's bundled to the grogros. And there were matas shviras chavis. Da chavis shederach lafkio the tzorach machal u'botel amachal. He's saying pshat in the chavis of the Mishnah. You throw it out. The guy must be a billionaire. Throw that a chavis just because he empties out some wine or so. A little bit difficult. But that's the same pshat in this Mogan Avram. So now, I'll just end with one reference to a Bir Halacha, and we'll continue with the Samar B'Siyad HaShemayim. It's Sif Ches, Yeshin Yudal Sif Ches, Chol Solos. We'll just start. I'm not going to finish it. Chol Solos, Shel Tzmor, Megrogus, Imakisi, Kosher, Bechevel, Mate, Visosa, Shasha, Sachevel, Fil Besak. Says the Bir Halacha, Kein Lashon Atur, Upir Shem HaShomu, Begumara, Kup Mevav, Mafkiya. In Pirish Rashi, Shom. What's Mafkiya mean? Let's think what Rashi said, Mafkiya. We had the Rashi, huh? Matir is Makisu Koshim Bechevel. Lo Mafkiya, so says Sharshiro Sachevel Bechli. It's your unraveling the string. Frek there, Rabbi Ki Vegas Kasha. Ein Rabbi Ki Vegas and Nisha Bezel, but Sorachin, as Mehod Devi, I'm not going to run. So, Simon Shin Zion, me a chima rambam, ta posel chavolim chai mishim kosher, va soser chai mishim matir. So, you should be awesome. Aftu so shlom nas limnos, yal koponim isim midrabonim, to soser kesha shal kayama. Wow. Bomb shal kasha. Tomorrow, we'll try to answer this question, Bisyad al-Mishmah.